And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1968. Back in time to January of 1968. What is going on in the sleepy Half Moon Bay area in the 60s? Well, check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. City to consider golf course at the Half Moon Bay Airport. Half Moon Bay City Council on Tuesday night authorized Mayor Kitty Fernandez to open negotiations with the county for a municipal or joint venture public golf course. Fernandez says he was ready to discuss the possibilities of the proposal with Henry Terrett, the county director of the Half Moon Bay Airport property. And Half Moon Bay poet nabbed by state police on marijuana charge. A defective taillight led to the arrest of a Half Moon Bay man on a variety of charges, including possession of marijuana. The suspect, Richard E. Barker, 37, who listed his occupation as poet, was arrested on a traffic stop. And colored movies of Spaceship at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. Colored motion picture of the Spaceship Gemini 12 venture will be shown at the luncheon meeting of the Chamber of Commerce at Dominic's Place at noon today. Dr. George Goldthorpe, recently elected president of the Chamber of Commerce, will preside over the session. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. With winter and thankfully rain on the horizon, let's rev up some fun games and times at Cameron's Inn. We know there are always games available. Let's look back in time to when we had serious backgammon going on and cribbage game tournaments and dart leagues. Calling all gamers who want to organize some challenges and games. It's easy with social media. Contact your friends for a specific time to meet and engage. Then call the inn with a hint of what you plan and where you'd like to congregate for your extreme gaming experience. Chances are we can accommodate you. What's in it for you? Well, you get out of the house, you get social, and you get good drink and some good grub. What more do you need to enhance your winter experience? We bet the folks back east with extreme weather have figured this out. Let's enjoy our rainy season in style and do what the other extreme weather folks do. We hope to have you visit us soon down at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1968. Japanese imported cars and other goods continue to flow into America, and Europe and governments are worried about their industries being affected by the loss of jobs. The peace movement continues to grow as more Americans are against the war in Vietnam, and riots occur throughout cities in America. North Vietnam and Viet Cong troops launched the Tet Offensive. The London Bridge is sold for $1 million and re-erected in Arizona. The Redwood National Park is created in California to protect the giant redwoods. A company called Intel is founded in nearby Santa Clara by engineers Gordon Moore and Robert Noyce. After receiving $2.5 million in revenue capital funds, the company will make and develop semiconductor computers and circuits. What is the cost of living like in 1968? Minimum wage is $1.60 an hour, which can buy you a movie ticket for $1.50. Average yearly income is just about $8,000 a year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents. In fashions, trendy see-through blouses, Midas and maxi skirts. Join the miniskirt as being popular items to wear. The Big Mac goes on sale for 49 cents. And popular movies include Planet of the Apes, The Odd Couple, and The Graduate. In popular music, this song from a hit movie goes to number one. Here's Simon and Garfunkel's and Mrs. Robinson.
Loves you more than you will know.
This New York form group also vies for number one with a song that reflects the civil rights movement. Here's the Rascals and People Gotta Be Free.
All the world over, so easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see. We'll
past the train of freedom. It's about to arrive any minute now. You know it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, cause it's coming right on through.
Join me again next time for a journey in another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.